Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Joining me from his headquarters central, which is an undisclosed location, is the head of Combat Speed LLC. His name is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Mr. Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I have discovered something. And you pointed this out before. I'm spoiled. And I, as far as shooting guns and everything, and the other day, I got some guns sent to me by a company called Taurus. Now, Taurus is an old brand. They've been around for a long time. I think they do everything as far as actually building their gun, except for mining the actual raw material. And they sent me a gun. And their guns are not very expensive. Now, I used to care when we switched over to the M9 when I was in the military. The Rod and Gun Club ran out of M9s, and we were allowed to go buy M9s if we wanted to buy them. And there was no M9 for me to buy, so I bought a Taurus PT-99.
Right.
Which at a distance looked exactly like the Beretta. Except it was actually better because it had both a hammer drop safety and a safety. So it would, I could carry it cocked and locked, or I could drop the hammer. Whichever I wanted to do. That was quite a little interesting thing. And carried that for a while. For years. That was in my ice pack when I was in Europe. If anything had ever gone sideways, that was going to go with me into combat along with my I still would have had my 45 ACP and my M60, but I also would have had that particular gun.
Correct.
Segue to now. Yeah.
A little history lesson. Back in the day, Beretta had a plant in Brazil. And I don't remember what happened with the politics of the thing, but Brazil nationalized all the foreigners' assets. And Beretta's plant in Brazil happened to be one of them. And that was the birth of Taurus.
Right.
And, you know, the Taurus was actually made on Beretta machinery.
Maybe that explains why it was such a good pistol.
Right.
But now, segue to 2022. They've sent me this gun, and I have been looking at various little guns. You carry a Glock 26. I think the Glock 26, for what it is, I think it is a genius weapon. Except for me, I like to have all three of my fingers that are underneath my trigger hitting some.
Right.
That doesn't bother you, does it?
No, it actually fits my hand where, you know, I can curl my pinky finger underneath the floor plate and I'm good. And of course, I have the requisite size of hands and strength in my hands to compensate for the loss of the pinky.
Right. One of the things about the 26, as I segue with this, one of the things about the 26, I can shoot it better than any other Glock out there. And I think that's because there's less of a grip there for me to actually grip and push my hand away.
Mm.
What do you think? Mm. Possibility?
I don't know. I do know the shorter Glocks, you know, often known as smaller Glocks, the shorter Glock, have a tendency to be extremely, they have a tendency to be much more accurate because they have less frame flex.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how you would quantify that, but my 26 is a cat driver at 50 yards, more so than the other pistols I have, the other blocks that I fire relatively often.
So, the Glock 26 for me, the grip is a little too short, which is one reason I don't have that in a permanent carry part. I unless I'm putting a plus two on it, which is
right.
Easily doable. That's easily doable. Then the other small guns that are out there that would be considered a gun to carry if you got a bad back, if you're off body carry, that kind of thing. SIG P365 is just too narrow for me.
Right.
Just too narrow for me. And the CZ P10S is too big. It's actually, the P10S is almost as long as a Glock 19. So I don't exactly know. They have made a micro gun, but it's only a single stack. So I moved on from that. So enter this gun, this Taurus G3C. I took it out there to shoot this past weekend, and my whole thing was that I was going to give it a chance to run, and at the same time, I was not expecting it to run well.
Right.
And then it just killed me. It just blew me away. It was just absolutely just bam, 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 bam. Easy to keep on target. Accurate. Right grip angle. Right length. Right, you know, width. Checked every box. But then when I weighed what it actually did versus what it cost, that was a moment of, I don't know, shall we say, it sort of slapped me in the face.
Right.
Because I've always been one of those guys that's out there like, yeah, let me have that Terran Tactical. Let me have that Staccato. Let me have that Nighthawk. Let me have this. Let me have that. And then I get this $259 pistol that is holding its own at about 15 yards.
Right. Well, you know, I just had a thought. Did not James Yeager do a torture test of that pistol?
He may have. It's been out for a couple of years. It came out in 2020. Yeah. He may have. I need to look into that because nobody does a torture test like James Yager used to.
If it wasn't James, it was somebody. And I want to say it was like a 10,000-round test. You have to look that up. I just had that, you know, I got to thinking about that, and that's what comes to mind.
One thing I admired about James is that James literally couldn't have cared less what a gun cost, what it did, who made it, how it looked. He was looking for an effective handgun.
Right.
And he could find effective handguns, and he tried effective handguns, but at the end there, what was he carrying? Was he back to the Glock, or what was his poison?
Yeah, his daily, his standard use blaster was a Glock. Absolutely.
Which one was it? The 19?
Yes.
Okay.
G19. To my knowledge, yes.
Well, I know at one point he started trying. He tried the SIG. He tried the M&P. He tried the Canic. He may have tried the Taurus. I don't know. May have tried the Taurus. But this little gun sort of blew me away, but I just wanted to put that out there. It seems like it is durable. I am going to look into Mr. Yeager. If he did a durability test, we'll be looking at that. As we headed to the first break, of course, Super Dave is, you can find him at combatspeed.com. On Instagram, he is SDave_Harrington. On Instagram, you should follow him there as well. Sometimes you get an impromptu seminar. Sometimes you might get an impromptu guitar riff. There's a lot of things it could be. You never know with Dave. He's got a brand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. You don't run your pistol with a flashlight on it, do you?
No, I do not.
So I'm going to
presume, I'm out of that mode.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to presume that you carry a flashlight then in some form or fashion, some way or another.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I carry, you know, an administrative light. A weapons light. The primary reason I don't carry a weapons light package on a day-to-day setup is just, it's too big, it's too bulky.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, if I get caught short in an ambush without light on my pistol, that's on me in the first place. But throughout the normal course of events, should I anticipate the need to use my pistol and the time of day or the circumstances require the light, you know, the pistol should be in my hand anyway. Then it's simply just a matter of attaching the light, which is easily done. And it precludes, you know, carrying, you know, the gun light combo.
Right.
But yeah.
So when you, the light you carry, does this, would it attach to your gun or is it a separate light, a standalone light?
Oh, yeah. It's a Surefire X300.
Okay.
The ancillary lights for, you know, administrative purposes, I mean, it's actually kind of, I mean, you look at it from two different ways. You can have, you can carry two lights where one is a dedicated fighting light, so to speak, and the other one is for administrative type sport. Or you can carry one light, use it for all purposes, and just stay on top of, your runtime or your battery life. You know, some people like to carry dedicated weapons light, or even a weapons light can be used as a handheld. Handhelds can be used, you know, in any number of physical techniques in support of aiming and using a firearm. It's just, primary point is if it's, you know, people like to say if it's important enough to have one, you should have two.
Right.
That certainly applies to your lights and how you plan to use them. If you're going to, you know, have a dedicated weapons light, that's fine. You should be well enough ahead of the power curve in respect to reading your immediate circumstances and have the gun light combo in action prior to needing to make it to bang. Whereas weapons light can also be used as a handheld. As a matter of fact, there's any number of times, well, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at a light on top of my safe, which is a, it's actually a rifle light, and I use it as an admin light.
Right.
An ancillary light, just because of the type of light it throws. But there's, it's an endless conversation, man. It's a rabbit hole you can go down, and there's no end. You know, batteries, burn time, what kind of light. But, you know, LED light is pretty much the rule of the day. Is it incandescent? Is it LED? What type of light does it throw? How far? It's, you know, a rabbit hole you can get lost in. The primary thing is, do you carry a light and do you have it when you need it? Then you start getting into the size, you know, compactness. I actually carry, one on my body, which is, the weapons light, but like, in an accessory bag or a sling bag, I'll have, you know, a couple of handhelds, an additional weapons light, and backup batteries. Now, what's really good about the batteries, Surefire, I believe, puts a 10-year shelf life on the 1T3 batteries. Don't hold me to that, but I don't know why I think that.
But it could be
anything. You've got to be prepared on all levels. You know what I mean?
How much, when we're talking about a flashlight, how far do you think it needs to illuminate? Is there a point where you get with this, with any flashlight to where you've actually got more than you actually need, that kind of thing? And one of the things I've seen people do, and I wanted to know about this as well, I see a lot of people affixing pistol lights onto pistol configurations of the AR, which I guess maybe they have less real estate or something, or just slides on. It's real easy to do, or especially that X300 Surefire you're talking about. But
right.
Is there a point where we are looking at diminishing returns when it comes to price point versus what you're getting? How bright does it need to be able to illuminate around you, that kind of thing?
Wow. Well, first of all, on the price, you know, you have to look at your kit and equipment as life support equipment, because that's exactly what it is. So buy the best you can afford. That's all I can say about that.
Sure.
The other thing being, in respect to any time that I have actually needed light, I need all of it. I want all of it. I've never run into a set of circumstances where, and I wouldn't even know how to quantify having too much light, but it should, you know, am I operating alone?
I tell you what,
by myself?
Hang on right there, if you will. Let's hold up right there about how much light is too much light, that kind of thing. You can find Super Dave on Facebook as either Dave Harrington, which is his personal page, or Super Dave Harrington, which is his commercial page. His website is combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bird flu is causing a big drop in U.S. poultry numbers. Federal officials say this year's outbreak of avian flu is responsible for the deaths of some 47 million chickens and turkeys. According to Reuters, that outbreak is contributing to record poultry prices ahead of the holiday season. Margins are narrowing between Democratic and Republican candidates in the midterm races. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna tells Fox News that people are hurting right now with inflation, and Democrats are working to ease the burden.
The Democrats' agenda to tackle inflation is to bring manufacturing back. It's to tackle our supply chains. The Republicans have said they want tax cuts to the rich.
Republicans claim Democrats in Congress spend too much and spiked inflation. They also want to increase domestic production of oil. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Try that again from theguns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And I was asking you about lights and everything, and you were trying to quantify for me, which what was probably a pretty silly question. But, I mean, in a situation where you might flip on a light such as that, weapons-mounted light, a handheld flashlight or something like that, in order to illuminate everything around you. I'll tell you, one of the worst things that I ever had to do was drive an armored personnel carrier on a very icy cobblestone road with blackout drive on.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know why we turned that on, because it's almost like a glow. It's not even a light. There's no way to illuminate what you're seeing in front of you. So when, if you do throw on a light, is it my presumption now that light discipline has, now it's taking a back seat to your need to know what's around you? Is that the way that works out?
Pretty much. Yeah. Without compromising your position, how much light is actually needed to function? You know what I mean? Without compromising your position.
Right.
That's will always be a military equation, so to speak, or a tactical equation. In my experience, the only reason you can have too much light is if you're working as part of a team element where, you could inadvertently, you know, catch teammates in the throw of your light, blind them. But, I mean, how do you measure what is too much light?
Right.
Now, you know, if you can melt the styrofoam cup with it, yeah, it's probably too much light for the task. But I've got there's a stream light, and I think it's called, it's got a turbo head on it, and it throws a nice, I've got it on one of my ARs, a rifle length, carving and caliber carving as well. But I was working 10-inch plates, circle plates, at 200 yards at night with this light because it's got a nice tight beam, long throw on it, and it was, you know, very easy to do. But that light would not, I wouldn't say would meet all ideal environments, but for long distance identification, if, you know, granted, if you can see that far, you know, back it up with a set of binos, there's ideal. And I've never really, you know, I'm not the gear guy. I don't get into splitting atoms over this capability versus that capability unless it falls into line with what I am trying to accomplish. Then I'll take a hard look at it. But there's never been the, I mean, it's actually could be kind of confusing today because you have so many choices available.
Yeah, that's true.
It blows my mind. I mean, if you even just walk into Home Depot, to the, you know, flashlight section in Home Depot, it's like, whoa. You know, there's LED. How do you test all that? You know, there's LED everything. All shape sizes for, you know, whatever uses. It's never, no one's ever had a better selection or choice of light today.
Well, I mean, I look at, you know, we opened up the show with this inexpensive pistol, and there's inexpensive, like James, one of the things that James Jager looked into that I've had the opportunity, I've got another one coming today, PowerTech, that's a flashlight that is, he tested, he liked it, and it's a strong flashlight, it's a multi-mode, it has different levels of light, it'll last either for days or hours, whichever you need it to do. And right. It's also rechargeable, but it's $69 when it's not on sale. And it's a little handheld flashlight. And it's the right length to where if you wanted to do a little Cubaton thing, you know, with it coming out on either side of your fist, it has a nice right. little sort of jagged bezel on it, and it's got a jagged cap on where the battery does go. It does cover yeah, where the switch right. is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it dots a lot of I's. Now, I bought, years ago, and I still have it to this day, I bought a little Surefire 80 lumen flashlight, which at the time, that was a magnificent flashlight, but, and 80 lumens was, you know, it was as bright as the sun. And this flashlight is, it throws this little $69 flashlight, and the one I bought back then was like 100, the Surefire.
Mm-hmm.
This throws 330 meters. And it is a 800 lumen light, and it's $69.
Wow.
And you're right. It has become a thing where there's everybody, it seems like all the lights are pretty good. They're all pretty good enough. The handguns, all the striker-fired handguns anyway, the striker-fired handguns seem to have developed this very basic thing. I think they all looked at Glock and said, what does Glock do right? And they all do the same thing the Glock does right, which is run every time you pull the trigger. And you can have as nice a one as you want or whatever. So I guess that's sort of, I had not thought of it in that quite that way, simply because, well, I had not thought of it in quite that way.
Right.
So this means, I guess the question becomes, does a person that is not actually an operator, who doesn't do it for a living, you know, who's right. not out there, who's not going to go do something tonight, that if their gun doesn't run, if their light doesn't light up, if if their communications don't communicate. For someone who isn't that person, are these less expensive options viable?
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The perspective of looking at the kit and equipment as life support equipment will never change. But you also have to look at the balance of life. As a template, you know, if you're in a low risk employee, you live in a low risk community, there's the perception there's no reason. You know, it's just like doing your risk assessment. What is the level of risk that you're exposed to, and how do you go about mitigating that risk with not just your equipment, but how you conduct your, you know, daily life?
Let me get you hanging on right there. Hold on right there. Daily life, talking to Super Dave, talking about equipment and gear, which is not really his thing, but at the same time, I have gotten him to think about it, and excellent information coming out of it. Find him at combatspeed.com and on YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we've been talking about lights and inexpensive guns and all this other stuff. So I guess the big question becomes, for me, is there a part of your kit that you should never scrimp and never try to find the least expensive option out there?
Your weapon and your light.
Now, with a weapon, though, I mean, there seems to be, like, a strata, right? Of, like, if you're looking at a Glock, a SIG, an M&P, some other of the guns. And you got to have the stuff to support that. That's the problem that I always run into, because I switch guns so often. I have finally stopped getting rid of all of the accessories that go with the guns just because I know I'm going to be back there one day.
Right.
So, when you, like, what was your carry weapon when you were in the military? You had an M16 or an M4. What else did you have?
The M9. The M9 feature pistol.
Okay.
I don't know how many of those I killed.
Right. Now, with that pistol, what was your loadout as far as the ammunition you might carry? Because is the secondary gun, is that a real serious consideration? Do you need as much ammo with that as you might, say, for your rifle? I know the answer to this. I just want to get it out there.
What's your metal? What's your mission essential task list? How are you set up to accomplish the mission? The majority of the regular army, the sidearm or the pistol was generally regulated as an officer's weapon and assigned, to officers. In some instances, like, for example, in the regular army, in the I was part of the 7th ID Infantry Division in Fort Ord, California, and I was a 60-millimeter mortar squad leader. Well, I had a M16A2, but I was also, by duty position, assigned an M9 because... working FTC and all that, you just don't readily function that well with a rifle. If you're trying to plan for any contingency, that would take in my mind, firearms of shovel types. Like, for example, if I had to, let's just say I was going to plan for any contingency. One, I would have a bolt or a semi rifle of 30 caliber. Now, be it 30-06, 301 mag, 308, all of those are acceptable. I would have a shotgun. I'd have a 12-gauge shotgun of probably a semi-automatic order. I would have a simple bolt-action 22 older rifle that was chambered in 22 short, 22 long, and 22 long rifle, where it would, you know, handle the gamut of 22 rimfire ammunition. That's for like collecting game or whatnot. And of course, the requisite handgun rig. And the, but you know, you asked me about my basic loadout.
Yeah.
For the pistol. And back in the day, the real simple solution to determine your loadout with, as a soldier assigned a rifle, your basic loadout was 7.30 round mags. Right?
Right.
210 rounds. And I just mirrored it. You know? Well, a basic loadout of 7.30 rounders, and then I'll go with 7.15 rounders for the pistol. But then you got to start looking at how you're going to carry it. You know, what's working mags? What are the reserve mags? Are you going to carry additional mags? There's, you know, when you take your environment and superimpose the environment, how can you possibly be prepared for open combat? You can really never carry enough ammunition. So how does that work? The resupply, or even having an opportunity to reconsolidate the mag, your reduced capacity mag, make capacity mag out of your reduced capacity mag. Knowing how to manage your reserve ammo weighs heavy. And there are no absolutes. You can only be as prepared as possible and then make good decisions from there on out. You understand what I mean?
I do.
Nobody lives forever.
That's, you know, true.
That's, I can't put it any plainer than that.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to die with your boots on, you know, find another job or employment.
It does seem nowadays, like soldiers nowadays, the secondary pistol has gone from being an officer's accoutrement to issue, though, doesn't it? Now it seems like more soldiers are carrying handguns. Or it would seem that way.
I don't really know, though. I know in the special operations community, sure, that's definite. But as far as the regular Army is concerned, I'm not sure how that works now.
Me either.
It wouldn't surprise me.
The what I gather of from what I have seen is that a lot of the stuff, they would be air inserted into where they were going, and they would be right there for X amount of time, and they would carry as much ammunition as they could. Their backpacks would be full of ammunition. They'd have ammunition and water.
Right.
They would go out and have their firefight, and then or firefighting, and or their operation, and then they would call for air support and pickup, and then they're back in the secured area. So it's not even like it was when I was in the mechanized infantry back in the 80s. When I went out, I had enough stuff on me, and I went out with the logistical trains big enough to support a city. And
right,
it's different. It's a different kind of warfare now. Anyway,
yeah, you got to be extremely careful today.
Yeah. Well, there's so many ways. I mean, where warfare has expanded, and now I mean, I've got a couple of drones here of the type that the Ukrainians are using to drop grenades into the entryways of these Russian tanks. I've got a couple of those sitting right over there that I, you know, they're basically flying cameras, but they have been adapted, no doubt about it.
Right.
Before we run out of time, I don't think I've ever taken enough time to tell you that I really do appreciate you coming on here because of the dimension you bring to it, because Dave was in the Army when I was in the Army, and then he stayed in beyond that, and he was in special operations, whereas I was in more of a conventional sort of thing until I got into military intelligence. And it's interesting to get the viewpoint, because there's some things I've long suspected that you confirm, and there's some things that I've long suspected that you shoot down, which just makes me wonder, wow, they really did a really good job of snookering me on that. But I really do appreciate it when you take the time to come on the show, and with all the other stuff that you got going on, and all, you know, the various things that you have going on in your life. And you just came through a hurricane on top of that. So thank you.
Right. No worries.
Yeah.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bill, I enjoyed the interaction.
Fine, Super Dave. On Instagram, @Dave_Harrington. On YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. On Facebook, Super Dave Harrington or Dave Harrington. Website is combatspeed.com. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi there, it's Joe Montana. Life after football has been full of taking my shot at new things. Now I'm working with Pfizer to tell you about pneumococcal pneumonia. Pneumococcal pneumonia should be the last thing standing in your way.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can strike any time of year. It can disrupt your life for weeks, and in severe cases, it can put you in the hospital and even be life-threatening. And Joe knows that vaccination is one of the best ways to help protect himself from pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, COPD, chronic heart disease, or diabetes, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the risk of pneumococcal pneumonia and whether vaccination is right for you. Understand your risk at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com. This is your shot.
This message is brought to you by Pfizer.